baseball is being played this year, but most of the usual sights and sounds are gone. Cutouts have replaced fans. Crowd noise is pumped in on the telecast. No chewing, no spitting, no lineup cards. And the rules have been massaged, too, to speed up the game. A runner on second to start an inning in overtime. And universal DH. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com. Former Kansas City Royals draft pick Ethan Chapman is now a certified Major League Baseball agent. And he's with me on the show again. So, some rule changes that I mentioned a moment ago. You think, Ethan, that some of these unique rule changes for the COVID season are going to be carried over?
I think it could be. I know the universal DH has been a topic of conversation to have that continue throughout. So just certain things like that where, the owners and the players are making so much money now that if a pitcher gets up there into the batter's box and he makes, $30 million a year and he gets hit in the hand with a fastball, that doesn't do anybody any good. I know there's some pitchers that like to get in the box and swing it a little bit, but I can understand why people are a little leery about having their top prospect in the batter's box when they make all their money on the mound. So it's just little things like that where I can see changing. But and I know with the COVID, it's tough with the virus and the germs and spitting and all that stuff. But it's just it's going to take a while for these guys to adjust to not spitting and not high fiving and doing all the stuff that baseball's known for, sunflower seeds and gum and whatever it may be. It's just little changes that might take some time, but I think everyone has the best interest in hand of keeping everybody safe.
College baseball season was canceled this year. Does that affect you as an agent?
We'll see. It depends on, how far things get pushed back because, the draft, as of right now, it's set to be at least 20 rounds in June. So we'll see what happens there. I know that these guys are ready to get on the field and then prove, to prove that they're worth a chance for their name to be called in the draft, So I think it's hard on them too, with not sure what's going to happen with their education, if everything's going to be online, when they actually get the report and start practicing with their team. And, for all these kids, it's been a lifelong dream to have their name called in the draft and for them to kind of be in a limbo stage as well. It's hard to stay motivated, so the guys that are taking these strides forward during this difficult time where gyms might be closed or they can't see their trainer or they can't get on the field because the park is closed, for these guys to continue to find ways to first off stay healthy, but to continue to make strides forward in their baseball career. We'll see what happens in June, but, I'm hopeful.
Mm-hmm. You spent 23 years playing competitive baseball, drafted by the Kansas City Royals. Share a little bit of your baseball story, will you?
Yeah, no, I've played baseball since I was probably, 4 years old, played all the way through. I played basketball, football as well. In high school, I played all three, baseball, basketball, football. And I went to a small private school, Upland Christian. And we probably had about 200 kids in our whole school. So for me, it was just about trying to get to the next level of playing. For me, my priority was baseball. I did get majority of my attention for college was on the football side. But in my head, I knew I wasn't big enough and I didn't want to be in the NFL and go across the middle and take all those hits that those guys are doing. So, I had to really shift my focus into baseball. And I got an opportunity to play at Cal State San Bernardino. I actually redshirted initially because they recruited me as a second baseman, and the second baseman that was a starter there was a senior, so they figured I probably wasn't going to get much playing time anyways. So I was always good growing up, but when it came to college level, they kind of discounted my abilities because of where I played high school. But for me, it was about just getting my foot in the door, starting my education, and put my face in front of the right people. And then once I was able to get on the field, I performed well enough to earn a selection from the Royals, which is a great organization. I enjoyed my time there. I ended up playing a little time with the Phillies, and then I did a year down in Mexico as well, which was a pretty cool experience. It was the first time that my wife was able to leave her job and come with me, and we took our French Bulldog down to Mexico with us, and we stayed the whole year down. I got my citizenship there, and it was a good culture for us to kind of immerse ourselves into, and enjoyed playing there.
Cool. When it was over a few years ago, were there any regrets? Maybe some of your diamond dreams weren't realized. Did you feel okay with how it ended for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, everyone's goal is always to play on TV, right? It wasn't about just getting drafted. It was the chance to play on TV and fulfill that goal. But, you know, with human nature, once we reach that goal, there's always another one as well. You know, so I think finding contentment in my career and understanding where we were. And, you know, once I was down in Mexico, it's really hard to get back and especially get to the big leagues from there. In the summer league that they have, not saying it's impossible, but at that point in my career, I wanted to start a family. I wanted to be here with my wife and, you know, see my parents and my in-laws and stuff too. So at that point, it was more about what was next. I wanted something a little more stable. And, you know, kind of ending my career on that note where I felt like it was on my terms, it made it a little bit easier.
All right, Major League Baseball agent Ethan Chapman on the show today. He's told us his baseball story. I'd like to hear about a far more important story for you, Ethan. That is coming to a personal faith, life-changing faith in Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm going to ask you to just to hang out of that, and we'll get together next time to share that part of your life, if it's okay. Otherwise, have a great day. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.